The 12th annual CVS Caremark Charity Classic kicks off this week, June 27th through the 29th at the Rhode Island Country Club in Barrington, Rhode Island. Co-hosting the event are PGA Tour pros Billy Andrade and Brad Faxon. So Billy, co-hosting this event must be old hat for you by now.
Well, it kind of is now. When we first started the tournament back in 1999, we were nervous the fact that, will any fans show up? Will any of the players show up? And you know what? In 99, we had a lot of fans that came, and all the players came and had a wonderful time. And look at us now, 12 years later, and we're going at it pretty well.
At that first event that year, didn't you have a PGA historic moment with two back-to-back hole-in-ones?
We sure did. On the 17th hole, the little par 3, the signature hole at Rhode Island Country Club. First was Lee Jansen made a hole-in-one with a 9-iron, and then right on top of him, Scotty McCarron said, you know what, you knocked it in, I'm going to knock it in. And he went ahead and did it the same thing. So it has never really we haven't seen any video of it happening on television in a tournament. So it was kind of the first. It might have happened in a country club play or something like that, but not on a professional level, as two players back-to-back have hit hole-in-ones, and that kind of got us off to a great start as well.
I think so, too. It was a good omen. Also, didn't you win the Charlie Bartlett Golf Writers Association Award?
Along with our CVS Caremark Charity Classic, Brad and I received the Charles Bartlett Award by the Golf Writers Association that year for our unselfish contribution to society, I guess is how they put it, or to the community. And we also have a foundation, the Billy Andrade Brad Faxon Charities for Children Foundation, that we started in the early 90s. I think the combination of those two, the golf writers realized that we were due to get the Charles Bartlett Award, which was really nice back then. And it was something that it was nice for them to recognize.
Since 1999, your event has raised over $12 million for New England charities. Who are some of your charitable partners?
Well, you know, there's a ton. There's so many that that CVS has donated to, but they also have donated to our charity. And in fact, Brad and I give money out from our charity to a lot of the same charities, which, you know, the Boys and Girls Clubs around Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts are big supporters. The Heart Association, the Red Cross, a lot of different charities get touched by. And smaller charities as well get touched by the money raised from this event.
I heard that last year, Boo Weekly donated his winnings from your event back to the event.
He sure did. He was floored by what we do and couldn't believe the show that we put on. And I played with Boo the second round, and walking up the 18th hole, he said, "Hey, Billy," he said, "I want to give my money back." I said, "No, Boo, I'd rather you keep your money. We're gonna touch a lot of folks." He goes, "No, man, this is something that really has got me, and I just can't believe how great of a job you guys do, and I want to give my money back. I've had a good couple years, so." Those are the kind of little stories that usually sometimes don't get out. But Boo is just blown away by what we do, the kind of tournament that we put on, the fun that he had, and it was something that I'll never forget.
Tell me about the fantastic field of players you have competing in this year's event.
Well, we do. We kind of went this year. Every year we try to go with a theme, and this year's theme is a young guns theme. So in the young guns theme category, we have Ricky Fowler, the young 21-year-old who's a phenom who just came out on tour after a couple of years at Oklahoma State. He's playing in the tournament. Bill Haas, who won the Bob Hope Classic at the beginning of the year, who played actually in the tournament with his dad when he first turned pro and won it, is going to play. We have kind of co-defending champions because last year with the U.S. Open and Bethpage in the rain and players not being able to come over from the U.S. Open to our tournament, Bubba Watson and Camilla Vijegas won our tournament 2 years ago, and they weren't able to defend. So they're coming back, and our defending champions are David Toms and Nick Price, though they're not young guns. But Matt Kuchar, coming off finishing sixth last week at the U.S. Open, is playing, along with J.B. Holmes. And Ricky Barnes is going to fill in for Paula Creamer, who was unable to play because she's just coming off an injury. We have Boo Weekly, obviously, as we talked about, coming. And we have a good group of LPGA stars with Morgan Pressel, Julie Inkster, Angela Stanford, and Suzanne Pedersen, who just finished third this past week. So along with myself and Brad and Brett Quigley, the local flavor, we have a great field.
Now, you've been doing some commentating on the Golf Channel, debuting this year at the Bob Hope Classic event. This past weekend, you and Brad and Peter Jacobson were in the booth together at the U.S. Open. Did you enjoy that gig?
It's getting better, I'll say. I think out of the gate, I wasn't very good. I was didn't really know what I was doing, but now that I've done it for half a year now, I kind of know the timing of the, you know, we all know the golf side, we just don't know the television side of when to talk and when not to talk and the timing of when to get in there and interject some energy and interject some knowledge versus times when you need to just be quiet. So I think after a half a year now, it's getting a little easier, and I'm understanding the television side, and it's a lot more enjoyable and a lot less stressful.
I understand that, too, doing live radio. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Exactly.
You're still competing on the PGA Tour. What are your plans for the future? You think you might be joining the Champions Tour or kind of phasing out into commentating?
Well, yeah, that's kind of my plan. I'm actually playing this week at the Travelers Championship and then our event, and then I'm heading up to the Canadian Open in July to play. And then other than that, right now I'm looking at just seeing how well I can get at this television stuff. And then from there, I don't know. The next couple years I still have, I'm 46 and a half. You know, when you get to 45, you do half years like you do when you're a little baby. And I'm going to maybe do some TV here in the next few years and then venture off into the old man's group, which is I've done a couple events on the Champions Tour, and boy, it's a lot of fun out there. So I'm looking forward to that down the road.
It seems very competitive, but a little more laid back than the PGA Tour.
It's a lot. It's very competitive and very laid back, which is very nice as you get 50. You know, I talked to Tom Lehman a few weeks ago. He just won the U.S. I think it was the Senior Open in Colorado, and I said, "Hey, congratulations!" And boy, it's a lot of fun out there, isn't it? And he made a great comment, which was, you know, when you're 50, you don't have to prove anything anymore. You've already proven yourself. You've already proven how well you are. You don't have to reinvent yourself. You just go out and you just have fun and go play. And there's really not a whole lot of stress because there's really no cuts. A couple tournaments have cuts. But, you know, on the PGA Tour every week, you know, you make one or two mistakes and you're down the road and you miss the cut. And you know, you miss a few cuts in a row. You miss a few months of cuts in a row. And, you know, the pressure mounts and you have to make your money. And it's all about competing. So it's a little, on the Champions Tour, it's much more or less stressful.
Yeah, I think so as well. I heard that Peter Jacobson's going to be joining the Champions Tour shortly.
Oh, well, he's played this year. He's had some injuries in the last few years, and Peter's just a great friend and a great player, and great to see that he's back. I think that when he goes through an airport security thing, that it must take him like over a couple hours for everything that beeps from all the surgeries he had and all the stuff he's got going on. He's got, I think, a new hip, a new knee, and it's just great to see him back out on the Champions Tour because he's, you know, such a great character, a great personality, and we need him out there playing, and it's good to see him back.
Definitely, and you and Brad Faxon must be like brothers. It seems like you do a lot of stuff together.
Well, you know, we grew up playing together. We grew up, you know, not too far from each other. He grew up in Barrington, Rhode Island. I grew up in Bristol. The great thing about Brad is that we, you know, as we grew up into getting old now, we always had the same values on giving back, and we were always on the same page about helping others. And that's, I think, our biggest attribute. And what I love about him the most is that how much he cares about other people, and that we're on that same page, and we're able to do great things and be able to give back to our community that has been so good to us for so long.
By the way, 46 is like the new 36. So
I like that. I like that.
But listen, I want to thank you so much for calling in, and good luck this week at the Travelers. And we'll see you down at the CVS Caremark Charity Classic.
That sounds great. Just want to tell everybody, come on up. It's a lot of fun. You'll have a great time, and you'll see some great golf.
Thank you so much.
All right. You take care.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.